Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Don't Ignore the Little Voice by Jimmy Essien. Insight is not a light bulb that goes off inside our heads. It's a flickering candle that can easily be snuffed out. Malcolm Gladwell. When you look up at the sky during the day, you don't see the stars. The stars are there, but the light of the sun is overpowering, preventing you from seeing them. Our ordinary waking state is like the sun. The stars are the little voices. Sometimes you wake up at 2 a.m. and you can't help but see the stars. They seem bright, urgent. But then you fall back to sleep, and when you wake hours later, they're no longer there. The full brightness of the sun obscures their subtle light. You can gain the ability to see the stars during the day, but it takes practice. The little voice can be seen as intuition, an imperative that surfaces from the depths of the unconscious mind. When it surfaces, it is often out of context, at odds with the rest of the daytime activities. For this reason, it is usually overlooked. It's too strange to take seriously, too quiet to be relevant. Perhaps your decision to become a writer was the result of a little voice that you could no longer ignore. Many writers will tell of their own personal story, and how for years, even decades, the little voice was telling them that they needed to spend time writing. But they continually ignored the calling, until one day, maybe they lost their job, got a divorce, or had a life-threatening injury or illness, they realized that the little voice was right, and they needed to pursue the calling. Continuing our metaphor, a cataclysmic event in your life that makes you understand the importance of the little voice can be seen as a solar eclipse. Something temporarily blocks out the sun, exposing the subtle light of the stars in the sky, the stars that were always there. You don't have to wait for a rare solar eclipse that turns your life upside down. The first step is to acknowledge that there are little voices beckoning for your attention. They tell you to zig when the rest of life is telling you to zag. They speak up when you're engaging in a daily habit that may be unbecoming. They might even tell you that the eastward direction in which you've been traveling for the last 20 years is altogether wrong, and to begin traveling west. The next step is to make space in your life for it. Live as if you can see that star. Even though you can't sense or feel its power, have faith that it is still there, hidden within the noise. In real life, there are some stars that can be seen during the day with a telescope or a powerful set of binoculars. The key to seeing them is in knowing exactly where to look. There are modern smart telescopes with so-called go-to features. The go-to feature moves the telescope to the desired star using a GPS system and electric motors. When pointed directly at a bright star during the day, it can sometimes be seen. Through practice, you can make your own internal go-to system. By creating a habit of continually listening in the direction of the little voice, that subconscious imperative will eventually become integrated into your conscious life. Of course, the last step is to act on that intuition, if you dare. It isn't always wise to act on the slightest whim, But the little voices are not the same as everyday random impulses. You will know them because they are persistent. In those rare moments when the noise of life is diminished, they are there every time. It's all too easy to ignore the little voice, but we do so at our peril. Like a persistent tree root, the little voice, if left ignored, can slowly force its way through concrete walls. But that may not be the worst outcome. Much worse would be if the little voices never became loud enough to demand your attention, and it is only in the winter of your life that you notice how important they were. In her book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, Bonnie Ware, a palliative care nurse who spent years caring for people in the last weeks of their life, described the pattern she observed among her patients. Of note is that people didn't usually regret things that they did do, but rather what they didn't do. The 5 most common regrets expressed as wishes were, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. I wish I had let myself be happier. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. What are those dim stars trying to tell you? Are you listening? Don't ignore the little voice.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.